Jesus to save him that died. God paid him the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. Warm greetings to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is Willie Murphy coming to you once again with our weekly gospel message. We indeed count it a privilege to speak in behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ over this powerful radio station to each of you wherever you may be. This includes all of those in their homes and those who may be driving along the highways of our nation with their radios tuned to 1050 kilocycles. To those who wish to write us, you may do so by addressing your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you enjoy the message, we would be pleased to hear from you. Listen now to this text from Psalms 126, 6. It says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." This is certainly a wonderful verse. Many good thoughts are included in it. I especially like the thought of bringing his sheaves with him. We like to feel that we've accomplished some useful purpose which God has designed for us. There's a certain satisfaction which comes from the fact of knowing that we've done our work well. If there was ever a time when we need to be busy in behalf of our Savior, it is now. There's no time or place for drones in the kingdom of God. There's plenty of work for all to do. If one is unwilling to work, he soon becomes a weakling and worth but little to his master. Actually, a true child of God rejoices to do some useful work. But we notice from our text that the worker must have a burden or a keen concern for his task if he is to be successful. It should not be done just because he feels that it is forced upon him, but he should take delight in doing it. Neither should he have his eye only upon the gain. He should take an interest in his work for God because it is his desire to see it accomplished. When Jesus lifted up his eyes and looked upon Jerusalem, he wept for the city. It makes me to know that he had a love for the people and their needs. But before the reaping must necessarily come the sowing. Just as the world depends upon the farmer to sow his grain, even so God's harvest depends upon his workers to sow the gospel seed in the hearts of men and women. It is the word alone which brings forth spiritual life. It should be sown in every nook and corner. It should be spread in every factory and home. In fact, it should cover every nation under the sun. Consider the task before God's people and let each one of us brighten the corner where we are. Of course, there are limitations to our ability. We cannot personally invite everyone in the world to come to Christ. We have our limitations, but we can be faithful in the place where God places us. Another obstacle to surmount is this. Just as the soil is often hard and crusty from lack of rain, even so men's hearts are becoming harder and harder to reach. But I want you to know that the gospel is just like the sun which melts the ice. It has power to dissolve and break down stubborn wills. It has power to soften stony hearts, especially when well watered by prayers and tears of those whose hearts are in this work for God. Yes, there are more obstructions to be overcome too. Do you know we're living in a world which is filled with counterfeit religion? Not much fervency, not much faith, a great deal of pessimism, and many whose hearts are filled with worldliness. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience, is opposing those who have a soul burden and those who go forth weeping, bearing precious seed. Shall we cease from our labor just because there are those who are not sincere? No, let us be up and doing what we can while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man can work. But I want to tell you more than this. The gospel seed is a living thing. It has power to spring up under many adverse circumstances and will often do so even beyond our fondest expectations. Labor well performed will bring results. The gospel is not something just for women and children alone. Of course, women and children need the gospel, certainly so. But it is something which all men need. Strong men need the gospel. No one is excluded from the need of a Savior. Then, I like this last part of the text which says, come again with rejoicing. Work well accomplished in this world, of course, is only temporary. It lasts but a few moments. But who can tell or know the joy and pleasure that will come to those who are faithful in spreading the gospel even unto death? There is nothing that can bring greater rejoicing than that which comes from rescuing some perishing soul. Listen to this poem entitled, Harvesters. To pray as Jesus prayed when faithless brethren sleep, to weep the ruin sin has made the only ones that weep, to bear the heavy cross, to toil, yet murmur not, to suffer pain, reproach, and loss. Be such our earthly lot, yet, oh, how richly blessed, the Master's cup to share, the lonely grief that wrung his breast, his broken-hearted prayer. If thus we may but gain one sheaf of golden wheat, gleaned from earth's sultry harvest plain, to lay at his dear feet. Selected. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, help us to lift up our eyes and look on the fields which are already ripe unto harvest. Bless each one who hears the broadcast tonight, and give them a real living desire to fulfill some important place, regardless of how little, in the kingdom of God. And to thee we'll give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Before our song today, here's another thought which I would like to leave with you. It is entitled, The Power of Faith. Sometimes, when life has beaten you and the future's all but bright, there's power in just having faith that things will turn out right. There's not a problem, not a care, that life presents to you that won't be easier to bear with faith to see you through. Here then is a beautiful old song, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. It is sung by Lynn and Alma Carver, Arnett and Genevieve Carver. My faith looks up to thee.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me when I pray. Take all my sin away.
friends, we'll need that grace of God to help us in a time of need. Listen now to this invitation, Come Unto Me, by Byron R. Wittenborn. Come unto me, ye that labor, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, your soul will be blessed. Ye that are heavy laden, cast on me your care. I will ease your burden and help you your sorrows to bear. Come unto me, ye that wander out in sin's domain. Oh, stay ye away no longer. I'll set you free again. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though your fears be many, then they all shall go. We hope you have enjoyed our little visit today. If so, we would be pleased to hear from you. May I also remind our new listeners that we print these messages for mailing each week. They're mailed free of charge to those who request them. If you would like your name placed on our mailing list, send us a request addressed in this manner, The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, May heaven's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.